out. Come on, let's give God great praise in this place today. Let's give God great praise in this house. Hallelujah. Can nobody
do me like this?
Just like the Bible. Come on, let's give him praise. Let's give him glory. Let's give him honor. Come on, let's magnify the Lord tonight. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto God with a voice of triumph. We worship you, Savior. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated, asking our ushers if they prepare to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Thank you for your continued support and faithfulness to the work of God. It is much needed and appreciated. Amen. Don't forget your daily devotion. Please read your Bible every day. Pray every day. Fast as often as you can. Don't forget about Brother Mayo's devotionals that we have been asked to listen to and to use that as a resource. Please do that. Revival and evangelism. What's Proverbs 11:30 say? Amen. Get out there and win a soul for Jesus. Amen. If you know somebody needing a Bible study, it'd be a great time to get involved in that. If you see something around the church that needs to be done, make sure that we either do it or let somebody know. Amen. Let's stand together and pray for the offering in Jesus' name. Savior, we love you. We thank you, Lord, right now for what we feel in this house. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver tonight. We ask you to do it all in Jesus' name. Let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
For anyone who's ever seen the mountain of their sins just disappear. For anyone who's ever felt the hand of heaven reach down through the fear and dry the tear. Every life that once was empty now finds itself alive and full of songs, victory song. And you'll understand the reason the way the saints of God make heaven. Shouting, and my heart's been washed clean. When I run, know I'm running,
but my path has been redeemed.
Oh, the world, it might look crazy, it's just not telling what you're gonna do. In that moment, Jesus gets a hold of you. For anyone that holds the hope, it keeps them moving on through trouble. They've got a future and a hope beyond the grave. Oh, every life's a different story. How he brought us out of darkness into light. There's no way to keep us silent. Every breath's another chance to testify. Moving on through troubled days. Come on, does anybody know that hope tonight? For anyone who knows they've got a future and a hope beyond the grave. Oh, every life's a different story. How he brought a sound of darkness into light. Yeah. There's no way to keep us silent. Every breath.
Another chance
to testify. Oh, when I shout,
when I shout, know I'm shouting. But my heart has been washed clean.
When I run, know I'm running.
But my path has been redeemed. To the world, it might look crazy.
There's just no telling what you're gonna do.
Jesus. Come on. When I think of the goodness of Jesus. Come on, are we thankful tonight? Do we have a voice of thanksgiving in our heart tonight? Oh, give the Lord glory in the house for his goodness and his mercy, his grace. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, give the Lord praise. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. We love you, Savior. We praise you, Jesus. Come on, lift your voice for the next few moments. Come on, magnify the name of the Lord just because he's worthy. Come on, just because he's worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We glorify your name today. Praise God. Amen. If you have your Bibles, Psalm 66 and 12. From there, we're going to go to Psalm 34 and 19. Then from there, Proverbs chapter 3. Verse number 5. Exciting times. We are most likely, unless something drastic happens, going to finish the drywall in the entire building by Friday. Looking forward to seeing that done. And then we got our front window door installed. And for those of you that are going to ask, no, the window did not get broke. It didn't make it to the building. And so we have a piece of wood in there. It actually works out fine, so we can have our temporary power going through and have it locked up so it all works out. But if you look close, you'll see flaws, you'll see errors, but that's okay, because if we look close to each other, we'll see flaws and we'll see errors. But thank God for mercy. And thank God for mud and tape and paint and craftsmen that are able to hide the mistakes. And thank God for a Vinny. Amen. He's back there talking about you, Vinny. I don't know if you can hear me or not back there. I don't know if that speaker works. But anyway, we're thankful for everyone who's done their part to make this happen. And we're getting ever so close to it. Amen. Psalm 66 and 12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. Doesn't that sound good? We like that wealthy place, but what about going through the water and through the fire? Amen. Also, Psalm 34 and 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Many are the affliction of the righteous. Boy, if you could see what I see during the Bible reading, praise God. But the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We've got going through. We've got being delivered out of everything. And we have trust in the Lord. Can I just tell you, God's going to bring you through it all. God's going to bring you through every trial, every heartache, every tear, every tribulation, every trouble, every distress. Oh, let's lift our hands, lift our voice, and ask the Lord to help us tonight. The Lord is good, he's merciful, he's kind, he's faithful. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Come on, through it all tonight. God's still God, he's still on the throne, he's still in control. That doesn't just mean some things. That means all things. We worship you, Jesus. Amen, amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight in Jesus' name. Psalm 66 and 12, we went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place. Psalm 78 and 13, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through and made the water to stand on as an heap. Hebrews 11, 29, by faith they passed through the Red Sea as it by dry land, when the Egyptians are saying to do them drowned. Isaiah 43 and 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, thou shalt not be overthrown. They shall not overthrow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Come on, God's going to be with you through whatever you have to go through. God's going to be with you. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Come on, you led us through the wilderness. He led us through the desert and the pit, through the drought and through the shadow of death, and through a land that no man passed through. But he was with us. He brought you to a land of plenty to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. God's going to bring you through tonight. God's going to be with you through the fire and through the flood and through the dry place. I'm going through a trial, but God's with you and he's going to bring you through. I'm going through a dry place, but God is with you and he's going to bring you through. Man, why am I going through all of this? I don't know. Why me? Why not you? Why not me? Doesn't seem fair. We're doing the best we can, but we're going through trials. I'm a good person. I'm faithful. I'm doing my best. Why am I going through this? But we must understand that God is taking us through it. There's the key right there. God's taking us through it. For a reason and for a purpose. I'm going to go through it. I'm not going to stay in it. I may be in a valley of a shadow of death, but I'll walk through it one day. I may be in a Red Sea, but I'm going to get through it. I may be in a fiery furnace, but I'm going to get through it. I may be in a dry and weary land, but I'm going to get through it. Amen. Amen. Just the other day, talking to our site guy, our plumber, our man of all trades and all hats, doing whatever it takes to help us get through this. He said, I thought we would be done by now. I thought I would be done by now. I didn't expect it to take this long and all the delays. And I said, well, welcome to our club. You're just part of the crew here. But what I understand is this. The man is a backslider. What I understand is this, is God's got time, and God's got plan, and God's got purpose. And if at the end of all of this, that man gets back in church, wherever he goes to church, it'll be worth it all, because God is doing this for a reason, and God is doing this for a purpose, and God's got a plan, and I got to understand, I may be going through it, but I'm going through it. I may be in the middle of it right now, but I'm not stopping here. I'm not quitting here. I'm not giving up here. I'm going to go through it. As our conversation went on, I said, you know, hard times beget strong men. But strong men beget soft times, easy times. And easy times beget weak men. if I'm going through it, then I got to understand that God saw this. God planned this, and God saw fit for this to come, and God thought I could handle it. And if he didn't think I could handle it, he wouldn't put me through it. But I'm not going through it by myself. He said, I was with you. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I went through the wilderness, but you were with me. I went through the valley, but you were with me. I went through the waters, but you were with me. I went through the river, but thou art with me. Amen. I was thinking just the other day, I heard Brother Wesley Jackson talking about going through a few things. Everyone's going through things. Everyone's facing battles and trials. Began to sing a song I hadn't heard or thought of in a long time. Verse goes like this: I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There's been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation that my trials came to only make me strong. I've been a lot of places. I've seen a lot of faces, and there were times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his own. That's why I can say through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Let me tell you that through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Can I tell you, you can trust him, because many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. I was persecuted, I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. This poor man cried, the Lord heard and saved him out of all his trouble. The righteous cried, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Can I tell you what you're going through right now? God is able to deliver. What you're going through right now, God is able to heal. What you're going through right now, God is able. If we learn to trust, if we learn to understand, if we learn to depend, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not partly, not when it's easy, not when you have the means to get through it. I'm going to tell you something. The Lord has made sure that without him, we can do nothing. The Lord has made sure that this project cannot. Hear me. There's no way we could finagle. If I sold my house tomorrow and used all the profits to go through and pay the bills, it wouldn't cover half of what it's going to cost us to finish this thing. There's no way we can get through this. I was trying to work it all out in my head, and God said, I'll just make it a way where it's a Red Sea experience. I'll make it a way where it's a wilderness. I'll make it a way where it's a dry place. If you're going to try, I'll try harder. I'll do more. So I've got to learn to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding, but in all my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. But it's, I don't like what I feel. Let me tell you what Job said. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. If God wants to put me on the block, if God wants to put me beyond measure, if God wants to stretch me, he's going to get me through this. And though he slay me, yet trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Can I tell you, it's more than an artist rendering. It's more than just a dream out there. God is going to make it happen. God is going to get us through it. God's, I know you've given up on some things in life, but God's going to bring you through. I know you want to throw in the towel, but God, trust in him at all times. Trust in him at all. Psalm 62 and 8, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart before God. He is a refuge for us. Oh, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Oh, house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord. These are three verses right in a row. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Isaiah 26 and 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. I learned that through it all, to trust in him. I've learned that through it all, I could depend upon his word. If he said it, that settles it. If he made a promise, I don't care if it's back in January. I don't care if it was 3 years ago. I don't care if it's 10 years ago. If God, hey, if my God, Brother Isaac Hernandez comes in and has one word that God laid on his heart, was building, it's still building. It's still going to happen. It's still going through, because God's going to bring us through. Whatsoever things are written for our aforetime are written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. I got hope tonight, because God's word is true, and I can trust him, and he's going to see me through. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Forever, O Lord. Forever. Not when it's going easy, not when it's going smooth, but even more so when I face trials. Why us? Because God's got a plan. Why now? Because God's got a plan. Through it all, not through some of it, not through a little bit of it. Hey, he never promised that the cross would not get heavy. He never promised that the road would not get rough. He just said, I'll always be there. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. What he says was, I'll be with you to the end. Can I tell you, God's going to see us through. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Third verse. So I thank God for the mountains, and I thank God for the valleys, and I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I'd never know that God could solve them. And I'd never know what faith in God can do. That's why I can say, through it all. Come on, can anybody thank God for a mountaintop? Can anybody thank God for a valley? Can anybody testify? If he brought me through once, he'll bring me through again. If he brought me through before, he can bring me through it now. Come on, if he brought me through it one time, he can do it again. If he... He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. Maybe he's just trying to get you to trust in him a little bit more. Maybe he's trying to get you to depend upon his word. Through it all. Come on, the Holy Ghost laid this on my heart yesterday. To tell a church. Through it all, through everything you're going through everything you're facing, through every up and down, through every in and out, through everything. Trust in God.
Through it all.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, some
I've
trust in chariots. Some trust in horses. But I will remember the Lord my God.
Through it all. Through it all. I've learned
to trust in Jesus. Trust in God. Through it all.
Oh, through it all. I've learned to depend upon.
Come on, I'm here to tell you tonight. God's going to bring you through everything. You're going to look back and say, that's one more testimony. That's one more witness. That's one more time. God never failed me. Thank you for the mountains. Thank you for the low places. Thank you for the high places.
I've learned to trust you.
Thank you for the trouble he brought you through.
Through it all. Oh, through it all. I've learned to depend upon his word.
You know why folks struggle? You know why folks quit? Because they never get through things. They look back. If I were to go to a psychiatrist tonight, they would look at my past, they would look at my life, and they would say, all these things are the reason why you're going through what you're going through. And I could use them as an excuse. And I could blame everything else. What I got a revelation of is that God can bring me through it all. Many are the afflictions. Many are the persecutions. Many are the... Can I tell you what the Bible said? They brought those who were maimed. They brought those with sicknesses and diseases. And the Bible said the Lord delivered them of them all. It's not that God can't. It's that we won't let him. That's our crutch. That's our excuse. That's our safety net. I went through this and my family this and I was raised this way. Let God bring you through something. You know what the three Hebrew boys said? If he delivers, great. But if not, so be it. Either way. We're not going to bend. We're not going to bow. We're not going to quit. I know that God's going to bring us through all this. But if he doesn't, I had the horrible thought today, what if the bank comes back and says no? What if the bank comes back and says we've reevaluated, it's not going to work? What? Well, we sell it and we start over. That's crazy through it all. I don't think that's going to happen. I pray it doesn't. But either way, though he slay me. Do we really believe that? Do we really mean that? If I have to go through something, I don't want to be Job for 42 chapters. But I wouldn't mind being the Job at the end. I don't want to be Job for all the chapters when all the friends were helping me through it. But I wouldn't mind being Job who got double and lived to see all the generations of his family. And his marriage obviously was put back together because he had more kids and they had grandkids and all of that was, though he slay me. He said, if I go out with nothing, that's how I came. But I'm still going to trust in God. I'm still going to maintain my ways before him. I know this, that I would not be here if God didn't bring me through it all. You would not be here tonight if the Lord had not brought you through the last thing you prayed about, the last thing you thought was going to take you out, the last thing you thought was going to kill you, the last thing you thought was going to end your walk with God. But here you are tonight, hearing it one more time, through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. Come on, lift your hands all over the house. Come on, lift your hands all over the house tonight. Oh, can you sing it with them tonight?
I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. Through it all.
Yes, Jesus.
Through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Through it all. I've learned to depend upon His word. I've learned to depend upon His word.
Oh, sing it again. I've learned. Come on, lift your voice, lift your hands, lift your heart. Lift your spirit tonight. Come on, lift your spirit tonight. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house right now. I feel encouragement in this house right now. I feel joy. I feel peace. Come on, come on, come on. Let the peace of God rule your heart. He'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. God, we love you today, Savior. Praise God. There's a song by Tim Spell. I don't know if he wrote it, but he sang it. He used to sing it in the choir at church in Fresno. There's been times when I was lonely, times when I was down, times when I had my back against the wall. But there's one thing I can count on when bad times come around, that His sweet love will see me through it all. Amen. God's going to bring us through. He's not going to fail us. He's not going to quit on us. He's not going to stop us. He's not going to block us. He's not going to lie to us. God cannot lie. So we need to learn just to depend upon His word. Anybody feel encouraged tonight? Anybody love His word tonight? Come on, clap your hands. Give God praise one more time. We worship you, Jesus. We glorify you, Savior. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Work again tomorrow night. Gonna get that sheetrock ceiling done, Friday, Saturday. Looking forward to a great time, great advancement and progress. I know they're digging in the power today. A lot of things going on, a lot of pieces coming together. I know when you drive by, you think there's no way. But I'm telling you, it's a whole lot closer than what you realize. Vinny can paint that thing with his eyes closed. Probably will, praise God. No, just playing. But we got parking lot goes in fairly quickly. Sidewalk goes in fairly quickly. So, you know, just cost. Here's the problem. It just costs a lot of money. It's not that it doesn't go in very quick. It just costs a lot of money to do it. But God's going to see us through.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Greet somebody tonight before you leave. In Jesus' name, God bless you. You're dismissed.